American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
Oh, the taste is unbelievable.
That's Paul Redner, a rancher east of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and also a member of the American Wagyu Association.
I'm a Wagyu raiser. I raise primarily, I have a full-blood operation, Wagyu purebreds, that is, and then a commercial operation, and I use the Wagyu full-bloods on that commercial operation because the market today is really Wagyu over Angus. F1s is the market, and it's just there, and it's available, and you get a premium for it.
The American Wagyu Association is based in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Wagyu were originally draft animals used in agriculture, were selected for their physical endurance. Wagyu referring to all Japanese beef cattle, where Y means Japanese and Gu means cow.
Wagyu were developed by the Japanese to produce intermuscular fat. That's their focus, intermuscular fat. That's the Japanese eat a little differently than we do, and they slice thinly, don't cook it very much, and that intermuscular fat translates very well when combined with an Angus in this situation, because you get the intermuscular fat, you don't get the preponderance you do on the full blood, but you get something that's very, very acceptable to the American palate.
Just how accessible is Wagyu beef to the American consumer?
It's not a problem money won't solve. It is an expensive piece of meat because it does take longer, and they're rare, but they are accessible. You'll find them in many of the best restaurants in town, and you can go on our website at AmericanWagyu.com, and you'll find it.
Wagyu cattle, first imported back in the mid-70s to the United States, and back in the late 80s, the Japanese began to reduce their tariffs on imported beef and that encouraged U.S. producers to produce the high-quality product for Japan, leading to the American Wagyu Association, first incorporated in Texas back in March of 1990.
Right now, our membership is at 600 only active members, but there are many people that are affiliated. For instance, I sell bulls to Angus ranchers around me, and I have five of them that sell the calves back to me. So that number is really misleading, and it expands quite a bit from there.
That's Paul Redner, a rancher east of Colorado Springs, Colorado, with the American Wagyu Association. And I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.